Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Register for the 5K or 10K fun run or the 1 mile stroller roll online at runningguru.com. The Sassy Tortoise and Hare Run, Saturday, April 6th at 10 a.m.
Travel is one of life's great rewards, and there's always something new to see and experience when you travel the world like I do. Hi, I'm Rick Steves. Join me as we get better acquainted with the world each week on Travel with Rick Steves. Together, we'll explore fascinating sights, discover amazing food, and make new friends from near and far. Your radio is the only passport you'll need. Join us for Travel with Rick Steves, Saturday afternoons at 1 on KSJE.
Seven minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning, the third day of April, 2024. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast at 103.3 FM. And if you want to listen anywhere else on the planet to what we're doing, just go to our website, of course, anytime. We're always streaming, ksje.com. We also want to welcome our viewers this morning because this program is going out with video to the KSJE Facebook page and also to our YouTube channel. So welcome aboard, everyone. We're glad that you are all with us this morning. Coming up, it is our regular visit from the Farmington Public Library. We're learning more about some of the events and programs that are coming up this month and on into next and maybe even early summer. Stay tuned for that information coming your way in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then we'll check in with Ron Price later on this hour. Ron is going to be visiting with me with more information about having difficult conversations. We started that last week, and we're going to have more today at 8:50 a.m. on the radio, online, and on video. So stay tuned for that this hour at 8:50 on KSJE. Next hour, of course, it's all about classical music and Roving with the Arts. Mick Hess is standing by to take over the studio. Roving with the Arts, a special 90-minute version on Wednesdays, of course, because that takes us to Right on Four Corners, our local and regional author program. And author Audrey Birnbaum is talking with Delcherie Gladden this week about her latest book called American Wolf. You'll hear that conversation today at 10:30 right here on KSJE. Don't forget, we invite you to connect with us on Twitter, which is now called X, and Instagram, which is now called Instagram, in addition to Facebook and YouTube. And if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free to KSJE podcasts. They're available wherever you're probably already listening to podcasts, places like iTunes and Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Pandora. The list goes on and on. We invite you to subscribe and maybe discover a new program that you may have missed. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is a sunny Wednesday morning, 37 degrees outside at the moment. We're expecting a sunny day today. Milder weather, too. Today's high, 62 degrees in Farmington. Clear skies tonight with a low near 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 69 degrees on Thursday. Partly cloudy Thursday night with a low near 44. A fire wind warning in effect for Friday and Saturday as the winds kick up yet again. The high on Friday with winds 64 in Farmington. Maybe a shower overnight Friday with a low of 36. Another windy day on Saturday, cooler. Maybe some more chances for showers or snow showers. The high only 42 on Saturday with a low of 31 Saturday night. I'll be back with my guests with more right after this on KSJE. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, whose vision is to deliver world-class care, making life better for the communities they are privileged to serve. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so residents can live life better here. San Juan Regional Medical Center, community-owned and operated, here for you. KSJE is proud to support the 11th annual Sassy Run, Saturday, April 8th at Orchard Park in downtown Farmington. The Sassy Run benefits Sexual Assault Services of Northwest New Mexico. Register at runningguru.com for the 10K or 5K run or walk or the 1 mile stroll. Food and entertainment will be available Saturday morning. Check-in begins at 8:30 with the runs, walks, and stroll starting at 10 a.m. The Sassy Run. And back in Studio A this morning with my guest, as I mentioned, from the Farmington Public Library. Megan Bennett is joining me this morning. She is an adult services librarian at the Farmington Public Library. And Megan, good morning. Welcome back to KSJE.
Good morning.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
And lots of things coming up at the library this spring, right? There's always, you guys always have stuff going on.
We always have stuff going on.
Yeah. I don't know how you find the time to come over here to talk with me on the radio. But you found it.
I found it.
And I appreciate that. So that's good. Let's talk about some of the things that are happening. One of the events is actually tomorrow.
Yes.
You've got something going on. And so let's talk about that. A guest speaker coming in.
We do have a guest speaker. It's Chad Drott from Chad's Walking with Wildlife. He is a total fan favorite here at the library. And he says he's going to talk about the reintroduction of the gray wolves in Colorado and how it's affecting the endangered gray wolves in New Mexico. Southern New Mexico, which of course I have to say, I didn't know we had wolves in New Mexico.
Right. We do, apparently.
Apparently so.
Right. And I think that was a bit controversial when they were reintroduced in Southern New Mexico. And so what organization is he with again? You mentioned
It's his organization. Uh-huh. It's Chad's Walking with Wildlife. He does wildlife tours.
Okay. And I think he's been at the library before.
He's been at the library 2, 3, 4 times, something like that.
Okay.
He's a fan
Enough
favorite.
To be a fan favorite.
Enough to be a fan favorite.
Got you. So you're expecting a big turnout tomorrow.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. Very good. To learn all about these gray wolves in Colorado and what that means and maybe the thought behind it, I guess, too.
Yeah.
A little bit about that. So very good. That's tomorrow for our radio audience, April 4th at 6 p.m. at the Farmington Public Library.
Yes.
So very good. Okay. Excellent. And then coming up after that, you have an event next week on Tuesday, April 9th, again, 6 p.m., Pat LaMarche.
Yes, Pat LaMarche was a vice presidential candidate in 2004 for the Green Party.
Okay.
She's a very well-known activist against homelessness and domestic violence. I believe she has family in the area, but don't quote me on that.
Okay.
Because she reached out to us, and we went, oh, that sounds interesting. And
right.
So we are bringing her in for a talk. I'm expecting a great turnout. I think it's going to be a very excellent talk.
Nice. She is an award-winning author and journalist and a political candidate, too. So she's going to be, and any idea what she's going to be talking about? Is it a little bit about her life and
I'm guessing
times?
It's going to be a little bit of everything, her life. I know she's going to be focusing on homelessness since that is her cause du jour.
Okay.
She's specifically working with the Remembrance Spring Blanket.
Uh-huh.
Or the memorialblanket.org. We're talking about projects to raise awareness and help those experiencing homelessness.
Gotcha. Well, I
mean. She also wrote a couple of books.
Right.
Left Out in America and Still Left Out in America.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so talking about those maybe as well. And can we find those books at the library?
Unfortunately not.
Ah, but I bet you can get them for us.
Yes, more than
right?
likely, yes.
So we could track them down.
We can track them down.
So that would be good. That's Pat LaMarche next Tuesday, April 9th at 6 p.m. at the Farmington Public Library. So make a note about that. Then on the 16th, another Tuesday, 3:30 in the afternoon, this is from the New Mexico Human Services Department. They are having a Turquoise Care Roadshow.
Yes, and I don't have a lot of information on that because what they sent us was that the Department of Human Services and its insurance partners will be here at the library to give a talk on updates to New Mexico State Medicaid.
Got you. And so, but that's for folks who are looking for health care and signing up for health care and have maybe questions about health care, and that's sounds like they may be coming with some answers.
That's what I believe, is that they're coming with some answers about state Medicare and anything about that. So if you're looking at state Medicare, if you're on state Medicare and it made some changes that you're not sure about or you want more information about, I would come by and talk to someone from the Department of Human Services.
There you go. And if you're trying to get a hold of somebody, maybe this is your chance to see them in person and actually talk. And they're coming to Farmington, and so you'll get your questions answered. That is Tuesday, April 16th at 3:30 p.m., the Turquoise Care Roadshow at the Farmington Public Library. And then in May, early May, Friday, May the 3rd at 6 p.m., you have a musician coming to town.
We do. His name's Sean Gaskell, and he is a chora player. Now, for those of you who are...
Exactly. Okay.
A chora player. Now, for those of you who are not watching us do radio through YouTube, Sean is holding a kora. It kind of looks like a gourd banjo with a harp attached to it. It is a West African stringed harp. It has 21 strings.
Interesting.
He has studied with a variety of traditional musicians in Ghana, which is where the
right.
kora is from.
Okay.
And he reached out to us, and I went, yes, please. And
that sounds really cool.
Right. So we're bringing him in to talk about the core. He's going to do some educational stuff, and he's going to do some, of course, playing and singing.
Awesome. Very cool. Now, have you heard it? Does it sound kind of like a harp, or what? How can we describe the sound of this instrument? Because I've never heard about it. It's interesting.
Yeah, it kind of sounds a bit like a harp mixed with a banjo.
Does it? Okay. All right.
But an old-time banjo that does not have a resonator.
Ah, okay.
Did you know there were more than one type of banjo?
I did not. But I'm learning something every day, as I always do when I talk about the library. So that is what happens. But if folks would like to see and hear this unique instrument, I can't imagine there are many of them in Farmington, New Mexico, if any. This is Friday, May 3rd at 6 p.m., a special, maybe short, informative lecture, talk, and then some music.
Some music,
and singing.
Maybe some storytelling. It is going to be outside in the North Amphitheater, weather permitting. And
right.
We will move it inside, of course, were we to have weather.
Of course. But by May 3rd, we're hoping the weather's going to be beautiful.
Weather should be beautiful.
Exactly. So that sounds very cool. And again, he reached out to you.
He reached out to us.
Excellent. So I guess that happens a lot.
It happens a lot.
When folks call you and say, hey, I'm going to be in town, or coming on a tour, coming near you, let's set something up if we can. So then that's probably part of what you do at the library.
It is.
So, excellent. What are some of the other things that are going on? We've gone through all of our slides, I think. So
that was quick.
I know it was quick, right? But there's a lot of other stuff going on, too. What else are you working on?
Well, tonight at 4 o'clock, we have our regularly scheduled every Wednesday Untangled Thread. So if you are a fiber artist in the area, if you pop by the library at 4 o'clock, we will be, fingers crossed, hoping, having a little get-together where you can bring your fiber art into the library with you. We're not providing any supplies. It's an opportunity to get to know other fiber artists. Fiber art, of course, being pretty much anything done with yarn or thread, so weaving, cross-stitch, embroidery, knitting, crochet.
Okay.
Can be put in a bag and brought to the library, bring it with you, and come to the library.
Okay. Would you put quilting in that?
Would put quilting in there.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. So kind of a, I don't want to say show and tell, but it sounds like it's kind of a show and tell.
It's kind of a show and tell.
Okay. But folks that were proud of their work and bring it in and maybe learn something from one of their friends or neighbors.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. Okay. That's happening tonight?
That's happening today at 4 o'clock. It's every Wednesday at 4
You do that
o'clock.
Every week. That's
every
right.
Every Wednesday at 4 o'clock.
Very good. Okay.
And let me see here. We also have, I believe it's Dene College today at 6 o'clock. My apologies. I forgot to look at the calendar when I woke up this morning.
We have
someone from Dene College who will be here to talk about financial aid with Dene College.
Okay.
It's part of our Smart Money grant.
Right. You've had a lot of programs about that.
A lot of programs
recently
about
that we've been talking about. So sure.
So anything with the Smart Money logo, or anything with the Smart Money emblem, that's definitely what that is. It's part of that grant that we got from the FINRA Foundation.
That's right. And you've been doing a lot of really cool events with that grant, if I may say so myself.
Yes, thank you.
With some really cool types of interactive programs and things for young people to learn how to budget and
yes,
figure out how to
there.
Yeah, how to live on their salaries and all those types of things.
Yes.
So
most people went through the reality fair and were successful. We did have a few who were less successful, but it's a good learning experience.
Right. But that was great. And so that's going on tonight?
Yes, Dene College will be here tonight.
Dene College Park. Okay, very cool. I'm going to the website right now so I can see what else is going on. But I'm not getting there very easily, so I will get there here in a minute. But that's cool. Okay. Anything else that's going on, that's coming up, that's keeping you busy?
Well, I'm in communication with a New York-based pop artist. He does cereal box collages. His name's Michael Albert. He reached out to us again. It's kind of amazing how everyone reaches out to us.
Right.
It makes my job easy.
Sure.
And he was talking about how he wanted to do a workshop, intergenerational workshop, with pretty much anyone old enough to hold scissors. And I'm going to be making collages out of cereal boxes and other material like that. So if you think the shiny, brightly colored boxes you might get at the grocery store, that is what we have.
Right. Okay. Got it. That would be kind of cool. And lots of creativity, I think, with that, by going through from cereal boxes and being able to use those in collages and things along that line.
Yes.
So very cool.
And of course, we do have the solstice coming up in June.
Yes, the summer solstice,
summer
right?
Summer solstice, yeah. We'll be having the, I believe they're the Pueblo Enchantment Dancers, I believe is their name.
Okay.
And they will be here to, of course, play some music, do some dancing. It'll be very, very fun. I actually saw them at Arches a few months ago during one of Arches' 100-year anniversary
nice.
Celebrations. They were beautiful.
Very cool.
Very cool. And they will be here to, of course, celebrate the solstice, which is at noon.
Okay.
It is the summer solstice, so it's a little bit less impressive than the winter solstice, but you'll still be able to see the sun go over the solstice marker.
Right. There's still a marker on the floor.
Still a marker on the floor.
At the library. It's still lined up with the sun, which is a good thing, because if it wasn't,
yeah.
that it would be a lot of other problems.
We would have a problem,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
we would. But it's one of the great unique features of our library that it has those markers for both the winter and summer solstice, and then you make a big party about it.
Make a big party about
it. Biggest party for 15 minutes in town.
That's what Carrot McFeeder says.
That's right.
Best 15-minute party in town.
That's true. That's very true. So, excellent. I guess it wouldn't be a show about the library if we didn't talk about Beanstack.
It would not be a show about the library if we didn't talk about
right?
Beanstack.
That's
and summer reading.
That's the big app, of course, that
that's
is used
app.
For a lot of things, a lot of challenges, a lot of ways that families can keep track of their reading for summer reading, as
for
you're talking
reading.
About.
So. But Beanstack is evergreen. So what that means is you could go on Beanstack right now and log. I have a
that's true.
More than 700-day reading streak currently going on Beanstack.
Right.
We had it about a month longer than we had it offered to patrons. So my streak is quite long because of that. But we have two challenges going right now. One is a minutes challenge where you need to log over the course of the month of April, 300 minutes.
Okay.
And the other one is an activities challenge where over the course of April you need to do, I believe it's 8 activities, most of which are go to a website and read about something on this particular one. It's about Earth Day.
Right. Right. Okay. Very good.
And we also have an Oscar challenge available for adults.
Okay. Oscar meaning like movie Oscars
yes,
or
the Academy
Grouch?
Awards.
Okay.
The Academy Awards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Very good. That's good. Good to know. But there's always things to find. And again, I know I encourage folks to sign up for Beanstack. I think it's got some really cool features. If you're a parent, you can sign your kids up. You can sign your spouse up. You can sign up the whole family and kind of manage that from one account, which I think makes it really convenient
yes.
for folks.
Yes. Beanstack is... The way they described it to us was they're like a car. So that means someone has the keys to the car, usually mom, and she can, of course, give the keys to the car to an older kid who wants to do some practice driving or needs their learner's permit hours, and they can log their own books. Or for the really little kids, she can log both the book that they do at story time, because, of course, we do story times in the mornings, so she can log the book for herself and the kids who came to story time with her at the same time, and it counts for both of them.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Very good. Well, that's another reason why it's being used so much. And again, with summer reading coming up, I know that is a big focus of all the departments, I think, at the library, right?
Yes.
These days.
Yes.
And so things are happening, though.
Things are happening.
Okay.
If you're not signed up for our newsletter, go to our website, www.infoway.org, and sign up for our newsletter so that you get all of the events that we're having at the library emailed to you in one nice little digest, and you can add them to your calendar. And that we also have things about Beanstack and summer reading and some of the cool programming that we're doing this summer.
Okay. All right. Very cool. And I know we'll learn more about the specifics of summer reading probably coming up as we get a little bit closer to the launch.
More than likely. I think Jenny Lee has plans for that.
I bet she does.
I bet she
Something
does.
Tells me that she does. So as we say in the radio business, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
And there's more to come. So very good. I was looking at the calendar on the infoway.org website for the Farmington Public Library. And you're absolutely right. There is a Dene College financial aid event tonight at the Farmington Public Library. So that is happening. And some of the other things that we have talked about. And the other... ideas like drop-in tech help, which is happening on Thursday next week, I think, the 11th.
Should be tomorrow.
Maybe it's tomorrow, too. My calendar says the 11th.
Then it's the 11th.
But that's okay. But that's happening as well. And of course, lots of activities for younger people, tweens and teens and kids
mm-hmm.
and
yes,
babies.
We have a
everything.
Teen takeover every Tuesday. We
right.
have night at the library every Thursday. Teen takeover is, you have to be 13 to 18 to do teen takeover. I do apologize if you're 12. You
they
do
kicked
have to be
me
15.
Out. They kicked me out.
They kicked you out,
they
Scott.
Did.
Really?
I know. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
Well, I guess they follow the rules. What can
they
I say?
They follow the rules.
That's right.
And it's a lot of fun for the teens. And, of course, night at the library is open just to anyone. It's a more family-oriented with mm-hmm. some crafts and some other activities and things that people are doing. It's a lot of fun. I got to help out a couple months ago with one of the bigger events, and it was a lot of work, but it was so much fun to see all the kids running around having fun.
I bet. It's got to be great when they all show up and get to do and experience some of this creativity at the library with some of these tasks and crafts and things like that. So very good. Well, let's kind of recap some of the events that we talked about this morning to talk about what's coming up at the library, including the big event tomorrow, Thursday, April 4th, with Chad Drott.
Chad Drott of Chad's Walking with Wildlife. Yes, here to talk about the wolves. Gray wolves in Colorado.
Okay. All right. He'll be here at the library to talk a little bit about that, what that means for maybe New Mexico and what that means for Colorado.
That means for Colorado, New Mexico, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Very true. Author, journalist, and former politician Pat LaMarche is coming next week, April 9th at 6 p.m.
Yep. And I'm so looking forward to hearing her talk about all of her life and all of the cool things that she's doing and how we can help combat homelessness.
Right. That's her, it's a very big focus these days. It's homelessness, right? And so lots of information to share about that. And certainly we know that's a big problem here in our community. And I'm sure that's one of the reasons why she reached out to you. So that's coming up. The Turquoise Cares Roadshow next Tuesday, the 16th. 3:30 p.m. That's a week from Tuesday, pardon me. But that will be here from the State Human Services Department.
Yes.
Talking a little bit about
Medicaid
in New Mexico. So for families that maybe are thinking about maybe changing their Medicaid options or looking for other type of health care, this would be a place to get your questions answered. So, and then Friday, May 3rd,
Sean Gaskell will be here to play some Quora.
Okay.
And again, if you're not on YouTube with us, if you're doing us on Spotify or other podcasting channel, he's holding a Quora, which is a 21-stringed East African harp.
Interesting. And can you spell that for us?
K-O-R-A.
Just like it sounds.
Just like it
sounds.
Okay,
I thought maybe there was a Q in there, but no.
Nope.
Not so much. Okay. So we'll get a chance to see that and hear that and hear him explain a little bit about that instrument and its history and perform a little bit for us.
Absolutely.
That sounds really cool.
I'm so looking forward to this.
That should be fun. On Friday, May 3rd, an outdoor concert.
And remember, all of our events are free.
Right.
So if you're looking at this thing going, oh, that's too much. Nope. He'll be here, be performing. We are paying his performance fee, so he'll be free for you to come listen to the same thing for Chad Drott.
There you go. Thank you, City of Farmington and Farmington Public Library. We appreciate that. And I know that you are working on the Cottonwood Concert Series this summer.
You're working on the Cottonwood Concert Series.
But just so folks can maybe get that in the back of their mind, this summer there will be opportunities,
yes,
I think, to hear more music for free.
Yes.
Outdoors, under the trees, at the library.
We are reaching out to a band. We've reached out to them. We've reached out to a comedian.
Okay.
And we've reached out to a storyteller.
Nice. Okay. And maybe there's more. Who knows?
Maybe there's more. Who knows?
As we say, stay tuned, right?
Stay tuned.
But you'll be revealing those performers at a future show.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. Wonderful. Megan, thanks so much for coming in this morning and visiting with me about all the events and things that you are working with at the Farmington Public Library. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Good
anytime.
Good to see you. We'll see you next time then.
See you next time.
Thank you very much. Megan Bennett, she is an adult services librarian from the Farmington Public Library, my guest here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.